Brace yourself, Sheila.
Whenever you're ready.
Brace yourself, Sheila.
What? This is podcast number 12.
As depressing as it may be, that was a fairly bad intro. Anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, when you hear it, you'll know.
Uh-oh.
Lovely.
So this is our dozenth what?
Dozenth, yes.
Dozenth, yeah, which is ironic, because we don't have anything to talk about.
This is the Spodcast where we have absolutely nothing on the agenda.
Hasn't happened yet.
Nope, this is the first. Yeah. It's great, isn't it?
How exciting.
I'm off.
Lovely. Bye.
Okay.
This is the raw, unplugged, and in my case, with my network connection tonight, quite possibly literally.
You will be unplugged, won't you?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Edition of Taste Podcast Saw.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
We do actually have letters, though.
We do, yes.
We did. Oh, God, Scott wrote in, didn't he?
Like seven times.
Scott wrote in. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Scott.
Stream of consciousness emails from Scott there.
You can tell it by the time codes. He sent an email when he had something to say.
He was listening to this podcast and writing emails at the same time.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, in real time, bless.
We need to get the man a microphone if he's going to talk to us that much.
We need to get into time zone.
Yep.
Yeah, that would work
too. The only problem is time zone.
Now, I'm disappointed with Scott's emails.
He can record stuff and send it to us.
Oh, yeah, he can do a promo. I've told him that.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed with his emails.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Because I would have expected at least one of the four to start off with, and another thing, ..
Just a brief note.
Yeah.
A brief note would have been appropriate as well, but and another thing is just so entirely Scott-like.
Yes.
Cool.
Especially okay. In full rant mode,
Are we going to talk about what he wrote, or just talk about the fact he wrote lots of shit?
I think we should talk about the fact he wrote lots of shit.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, names begin with
Ned. We've got 40 minutes to fill up, we've got nothing to talk about. Who's having
we can make it a short one.
We're going to try and make this a short one, and by short, by our standards, is
40-odd minutes.
40-odd minutes, yeah.
Something like that. We do have a song to play, so we have
brilliant.
We have prepared something in the last 2 minutes.
Oh, wonderful. So who's going to read Scott's first letter? I don't know.
I'll go for it.
Yay!
Since it talks about me. Well, actually, the first bit doesn't. Names begin with Z. Zinedine Zidane. Yes.
Yes.
That's one.
Very French name.
Who?
Zinedine Zidane.
Didn't we mention him?
He's a footy thing, isn't he?
Didn't we mention him in last
We did in fact mention him, but we didn't mention him in the groups of people whose names begin with Z.
Oh, right.
We didn't mention Zebedee either, but that's
no excuse. Zebedee.
Actually, I think we did.
Boing.
Anyway.
Where's my boing? I've lost my boing. Anyway. I have to dig my boing out for next week.
Oh, put it away.
I'm digging your boing out.
Anyway.
Euphemistic turn of phrase.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yes, this is why we don't do a video podcast. Anyway.
Yes.
I think the geographical differences make the video podcast a non-starter.
Well, I was thinking about this, actually. If we all had webcams, we could all record ourselves doing it and then put it together in a nice little, like, split
great
screen thing.
Yeah.
And stick it together in conflicting codecs.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, he goes on to say, "What's wrong with Stutz never having seen It's a Wonderful Life and only knowing it via Red Dwarf? This is the Spodcast. He is allowed to be a Spod." Well, yeah,
it's
that is kind of the point, yeah. So,
well, true. But I do, however, recommend that for Christmas you download, buy a copy of the DVD and watch the film due to it being an absolute classic.
Can I get it from the iTunes Music Store? Because I don't care if I can't.
You can get it from WH Smith like everybody else.
Well, that's no
good. Yeah. No. Or the magic of BitTorrent or eDonkey.
We don't support piracy here.
No. Apart from TV shows. But that's another story moving swiftly on.
But support, definitely not.
Which brings us on to Scott's long letter.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Someone started hissing.
Is Spadge fallen off?
I think he might well have done.
In that case, we will... Oh, there he is.
What was that about? Your partial warframe kicking in again.
Oh, Spadge is back.
He is.
I never went, you fools.
What happened? You did.
We get a signal.
It's like you had a kettle next to you, Mike.
Ha, ha, ha.
Someone said, oh, fuck off. That was the latest meme from the internet.
Ooh, meme. Woo. And he's off again.
He is, isn't he? What the hell's going on, man?
Serious bandwidth issues. Well, let's discuss Scott's latest letter, and he can come in and comment when he warbles in and out.
Yes, indeed. Can I add someone to
and
the conference?
And Elliot's...
He's gone.
Yeah, you can try and add him to the conference.
No, it won't let me.
Add
only you can. Oh, there he
comes.
Well,
I'm adding him.
Have you noticed how he disappears and the hiss just, you know, goes?
Yeah.
It's great.
I've got rid of my hiss by turning off my PC.
Oh, my PC's actually on at the moment.
Well, actually, one of my PCs is on, my quiet PC, which is XP3200 with a massive heat pipe, heat sink, and a 92mm fan. Very, very quiet.
Mm.
And the other PC is a regular, big, fuck-off heat sink that needs a bit more fan noise.
Well, I can... I haven't turned on this machine for a very long time, and you'll find out why.
Aha. Now, is he due back? Good grief, that's some noise.
Isn't it just? Oh,
yeah.
Turn that off. There's like five fans in that thing.
Yeah, I've gone for bigger and slower fans in it. Let me try this one.
Oh, I built them up as it got hotter.
Did you hear that one?
Heard the beep.
Right, it's not that loud then. Fair enough. But the other one is pretty much perfectly silent.
Yeah, so when I plug in your old Mac, I get a hell of a wind tunnel effect. Which is quite nice.
Yeah. Good machine.
Of course, and the Mini is nice and doesn't make any noise at all.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, loud!
There he is, yes. Can we wireframe off, please?
Partial wireframe mode.
Off
in
with
act.
The wireframe!
And there we go.
Lovely.
Yes,
should now...
You're still very loud.
Ooh.
Anyway, you see, this is what the 5 minutes before we start are like.
Fucking setting, bitch.
You see, that's more like what the first 5 minutes before.
Okay, are we going to talk about this email then?
Yes, Scott joins into
Am I reasonably audible now?
Yes.
Very.
Fucking hate Skyping.
It really isn't. Yeah, it's great compressions, but an unfortunate system, really.
Well, it's just the way that it's got this thing where it says auto-adjust volume.
Have you got the latest version? Because that's gone from the Mac version.
Which latest version?
I don't know.
Do a
check for updates and find out.
No, I'm not doing that now.
Yeah, don't do it now. For next week.
But anyway, yeah, you set it and it unsets it, and you unset it and it sets it, and it's basically you have to toggle the bugger about 4 times, and it doesn't matter what it ends up set on, it just works eventually.
Yep, that sounds...
Bastards!
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Forgive my outburst. My internet completely dropped off.
It looked like it.
Yeah. Scott has 6 issues with cinemas. He's named them.
And this is in contrast with Jimmy, who told us the wonderfulness of Japanese cinemas. Scott's telling us about the lousiness of Thai cinemas in Thailand. Or Thubble,
Bangkokian, isn't it?
Bangkok, indeed.
Bangkokian.
The first one, you have to sit in a room with lots of other people and watch the movie. A lot of the time, this is not an issue, but everyone seems to think that the switch your mobile phone off applies to everyone except for them. And some people are very loud when watching movies in a cinema. Yes. And the second point is the amount of adverts trailers. I like to see a few trailers, so I know what is coming soon. But here in Thailand, they show a trailer for every movie coming in the next month or so. In Thailand, you get to sit in the cinema for 25 minutes or so from the start of the program and the start of the movie itself. That's pretty much universal.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's very much like it is here.
And then he goes on and says...
in Japan.
Yeah, except in Japan. And number three, the temperature of the cinemas is about 2 degrees lower, centigrade, lower than comfortable. Which would be, I think, 20 to 21 is comfortable, so that would be 19, which is starting to be server room.
They tend to be server a bit high. They tend to be a bit high over here.
Yeah. Well, I keep my server room between 13 and 19. And at 20 to 21, it's fine. It's a nice room. But at 19, you just start feeling the chill. So I presume that's what he's talking about. Number four, the volume is way too loud. Yes, that's universal.
Much like my microphone. Yeah.
Of course, that could be related to the fact you're getting older.
Oh, in my day, every cinema I have been to, blah, blah, blah.
I think, I thought as you got older, you got deafer.
Yeah, he's right.
That's true, yeah.
So it must be getting really, really loud.
Yeah, faster than his hearing deteriorates.
Deaf old bugger to be able to say.
I haven't noticed over here that it's particularly loud, but well, I'm fairly deaf as it is, so there you go.
Well, like I said, my girlfriend takes cotton wool or toilet paper to shove into her ears in the cinema because it's that bad.
That's a good look.
Yeah. Oh, style. When the lights are off, and cotton wool... No. Point number five. And point number five, you are herded in and herded out like cattle. Yes, that annoys me. Do you remember the olden days? In my day,
when you a Saturday morning matinee show, and you were there for half the day.
I was about to say I'm not quite that old. And then I do remember in my youth having a Saturday morning matinee. No, I was talking
when you used to go in to watch a film. And you'd have, like, some crap documentary about some kid and his pet bear.
A Disney voiced over, and the polar bear comes returning across the ice floes. Yeah.
The kind of thing.
Or what's this, the Racky Racky doing now?
Freckly inbred git in the Everglades with his pet brown bear. And you're all supposed to want to be him, because one day he'll grow up to be a baseball player.
Yes. Wonderful. Yeah, or the old... Or when you used to go and see a movie, if you really liked it, you just had to stay sat and you could watch it again for free. Do you remember that?
I think they've always been up against that one.
No, I've done it. Back in the 80s when I...
Oh, we've all done it, but it's a question of whether we were allowed to or not. That was the...
It didn't used to really be that big a deal.
Yeah, because they didn't pay anyone to come around and clean the auditorium between.
That's right. Yeah, you sat there and you didn't leave the seat because you were stuck to it by bubblegum.
Yeah. And then number six, the big
one. The pet peeve, the big one. Everybody's big one.
Every time
I go to see a movie here, I get told, don't be a thief, in no uncertain terms. And he then goes on, should I read his full rant, or can we just expect that it's...
No, just read the whole thing, go for it, and do it with spittle coming out, and and everything.
Now, this last one is the one that really angers me, and quite frankly, insults me, and every other person that paid to see the film. I don't know if you've seen the same ad over there, but it's the one about movie piracy. The text is as follows. You wouldn't steal a car, you wouldn't steal a handbag, you wouldn't steal a mobile phone, you wouldn't steal a movie! Buying pirated movies is stealing! Stealing is against the law! Piracy! It's a crime! Going to see the movie at the cinema costs between 100 and 140 thebles, which is...
About £2. £1, yep. 70p to a pound or something.
And after you have handed over your hard-earned, they tell you, don't be a thief! If I wanted to see the movie illegally, I would have gone to my local illegal software movie MP3 emporium. Jared knows where I am talking about. Yes, it's very... Yes. He has several of them. Yeah.
Comprehensive.
And the pirated covers for the DVDs have metal foil printing on them and all sorts. They're really high quality.
Really?
Yeah.
They've not just got a bunch of locals to stand in similar poses to the...
No,
because that would be
actually,
really class.
They're actually better than some of the original covers.
Wow.
And or go down to the Patpong, and paid 100 to 120 thebles for the same movie on DVD, which would mean that I could watch the same film more than once in the comfort of my own home, on my own, with friends, without the fucking ads, and without someone telling me that I am a thief. Even though at that point you are, Scott. But yeah, so if you...
Well, that's the point.
Exactly.
If you're not, to see a movie, then they tell you you are, and if you are, then they don't tell you that you... You see what I mean?
If I pay to see a movie, I don't need to be told, don't pirate movies, because I already paid to see the movie. Fuckwits. It won't be long before they anger me beyond the point where I will put up with it anymore, and will buy the pirated movies for the same amount, except that they don't get any of it, or, heaven forfend, download it on BitTorrent. So cinemas, just say no. And I think that people would be prepared to pay extra if the cinema played maybe 5 minutes of trailers, then the movie, at a reasonable volume, without calling its customers thieves.
I have a piece of advice, Scott.
Except 5 minutes of trailers compared to 25 minutes of trailers against the amount of money they'd actually have to charge you to make up the money they'd lose by doing that. I don't think people would be willing to pay.
How much money does a trailer make?
I don't know, but it can't be cheap.
I suspect none.
Yep. If you were to reduce it from 25 minutes to 5 minutes, you'd gain 20 minutes, which in a day is another full showing of a movie.
Yeah.
Yes, but it is, but you're assuming that they're not showing in too much already.
If Japan can get away with 15 minutes less adverts per show of trailers,
yep.
Then you have to ask yourself whether trailers actually make any money if they're playing them in a cinema to people who already go and see films.
Yes, but
I say I'm all for leaving this one up to market forces. If there are too many cinemas, some should go out of business because it's what they're doing right now is not working.
Well, it is, clearly. No, you can't say that. You can't say it's not working. If it wasn't working, they would have died.
Well, they are doing.
That may be true, but it's going to take time. You can't say...
Right, I am quite happy to see it happen.
You can't say it's not working until it's happened.
Well, I have a piece of advice for Scott here.
Yeah?
And that is, Scott, open the window, stick your head out, and shout at the top of your voice, I've had enough of this shit, and I'm not taking any more!
And that's supposed to accomplish what, exactly?
Have you not seen that film?
No.
Was it Broadcast?
The one with... what's
her
name?
Absolutely classic.
Is that the guy who says he's going to kill himself on screen?
I think it is, yeah.
With Faye Dunaway and the guy and it... as
IMDb, Jared, go on,
yep.
Quit.
Okay, I'll be...
You know you want to.
I'm back on the loud keyboard.
Yay. I'm back on the loud microphone.
Broadcast 19... No, Epcombi? No, that's not it. Hang on. I think it was... If I'm right about it being Faye Dunaway, I'll find it that way. Chinatown, yes, we all know she did Chinatown. Damned fine film. Anyway, meanwhile...
Take exception of what he says with the you wouldn't steal a car, you wouldn't steal a handbag. Bearing in mind, when you go to the cinema, the amount of signs that say... things like someone's got their eye on your bag.
True.
Do you? And
true.
And I live in Nottingham. We steal anything that's not nailed down here. We're famous for it. We've been doing it since 12th century or something.
Network,
not Broadcast. Network. I knew it was something like that.
And I knew it was Faye Dunaway. Well, thank you.
Great film.
I am Tewin.
Sweet.
1976 Network, you're going to have to now look it up for the... Oh, no, go on, I'll paste it to... I'll give you the link so you can add it to the show notes. See if you stop doing it. Right.
And in the spirit of the topic, you can now go and download the film. I mean,
Bye, Network.
Bye.
From somewhere. Yes, I think that... have you seen that the DVD release date is getting shorter and shorter?
They don't even have time to come out in France anymore, do they?
No.
If only you can buy them on play.com quicker.
Exactly. Nearly. I mean... So, I have... Oh dear, what
sorry,
was that?
I just dropped the keyboard.
Okay. Well, I've just pre-ordered Serenity. It's on Play USA, everybody. Go and pre-order widescreen Serenity.
The film.
It's on widescreen, yeah. not normal screen, widescreen, you need it.
Shiny.
Yeah, shiny. Dongma. So what you need to do is order that now so that you can get it in time for Christmas.
And while you're there, see if you can get hold of Network.
Yeah, good point. Although, you don't need to worry about things like that with Play, because they do free delivery.
Yeah.
Which, normally, you know, when you're on Amazon or something and you think, oh, I'd better order this. Oh, but no, I won't order that because it'll delay my other order.
Yeah.
Because you wait for everything to be in stock at the same time. Well, with free delivery, you just don't care. Oh, I'll click that one. Oh, my order's, oh, too late. Oh, sod it, doesn't matter, it's free delivery. It's great.
And unfortunately, you just pile things on and on and on until it...
Unfortunately, yes, that does in fact happen.
And you end up with buying stupid films in groups of four that you don't even like just because you can.
It doesn't always work like that. Lost.
No.
How many
other films did you get when you bought Frankenhooker?
One. It was on the same disc.
Only one other film?
It was on the same disc. And it was Red Scorpion.
Oh, God.
With Dolph Lundgren. I think I even watched it.
In the pair.
In the pair of... Hey-hook! Hey-hoody-goody pair!
I am Sven, Prince of Eternia.
Oh, which reminds me...
I drive a Volvo.
Did you see the He-Man and the Masters of the Universe animation? I'm Adam, Prince of Eternia. Very, very good. Now Stott has to find it. To put
oh,
I'll try and find that.
You're evil!
But I really did do that out of pure evilness. Well, the thing is I've had the Ninja Kittens song in my head. I'm gonna flip out like a ninja.
It's shocking, isn't it?
A ninja, though. Yeah, God, it's annoying. Yes.
Yeah.
And let's move on to the next letter, then. Who wants to handle this one?
Well, hang on. It's it's 22 minutes in. And we're halfway through Scott's emails. It seems like
it's time to
have some music.
Ah, musical interview.
So this is just the Scott cast, isn't it?
Basically.
No, we're going to get Ned gets a mention soon.
Okay.
Yeah, but will your dual 2 gigahertz G5?
Nope.
Oh! Okay.
Fucking Nora.
Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
Anyway...
Forgive my obscenities. I know we have some young listeners.
Well, what's the music this week?
The music this week is by a band called Sunspot, who, I'll be brutally honest, I know jack diddly about.
Do they have a website?
They do, and we will link to it.
Have you found it yet?
And so on and so forth. I will find it later.
Shortly after killing you, Jared.
Well, no, it was, you know, we did no preparation for tonight at all, so this is the way it goes.
We have absolutely nothing to discuss.
All I did to find these guys was go on to music.podshow.com and pick one of the ones that looked cool.
Click the link on the front page, didn't you?
Had a play the song and thought, yep, this will do. So there you go.
Yeah, that's music. Stick it in.
Basically, yes.
Roll the film, roll me!
Fantastic. So we know nothing about them. We don't even know if we like the song.
Of course not.
Elliot and I won't hear it while you're playing it.
No.
We'll get to
you'll
hear
have
it
to listen later.
Listen to it narcissistically. Narcissistically.
Yes.
You know, when we listen to the podcast of our iPods or iTunes things.
Or in my case, neither. Thanks.
Yes. Okay, well, here they are. This is Sunspots with The Breach. Yeah, I can still taste you on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, I'm trying to hold your breath in inside of my... ourselves, so please don't move when I scream fire. That would be Sunspot with The Breach.
Is it any good then?
It's alright.
How was it for you?
Yeah, okay, so I found the He-Man for you. Would you like to have a listen?
How depressing.
How depressing to the world.
Hi there, I'm Adam, Prince of Eternia. This is my kitty, Mr. Cringer Pants, the most cutest kitty in the universe.
There you go. That's the sort of thing you should expect.
We found the link, so it's up, as it were.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah,
it probably is.
Very.
So was were we going to move on to Scott's next email?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay, I'll read this one now, shall I?
Goody.
Have a wine.
Blah blah blah. RSX. Blah blah blah. Wine. Blah blah blah. Spatula's right. Ha ha.
Blah blah blah, submarine, blah blah blah, secret plans.
Basically, no, he disagrees with what I was saying about Microsoft should be the ones that do it, that's all.
Fair enough.
He perhaps says it slightly more eloquently than I did, but then I'm the one on the show and he's not.
Yay! Yarte win!
Iarte win. Yay, yeah. Iarte lose or...
Which moves us straight on to his
I think that makes
comment.
Him Leroy Jenkins, doesn't it?
Leroy!
Jenkins! Yeah.
And did you know that Leroy Jenkins video was actually a setup to boost the clan's
Profile, yeah. But it doesn't matter. It's still funny.
I've seen the t-shirts and I want one.
Indeed. The Leroy Jenkins Academy t-shirts.
Yes.
Ah, the...
that we now have paid to on the list.
Yeah, Penny Arcade t-shirts, Leroy Jenkins Academy. And you can hear his keyboard clacketing already.
Well, you know, better keep up with him, I'm not...
Clickety-click with his snicker-snee.
Snee? Snee!
And Scott's last comment is actually titled my last comment on this week's podcast, which would have been last week's podcast.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Sony DRM, blah, blah, blah. Rootkit, blah, blah, blah. First thing I'd like to do before I comment on Scott's comments.
Yeah, because we had a lengthy discussion about this, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we've come to a conclusion, haven't you?
Yep, I have.
Okay.
It's not a rootkit, it's spyware.
Yeah. Jared came up with this one. We looked around all of the popular buzzwords for scareware.
Yep.
And Jared came up with the fact that it is most like spyware.
Because it's not a rootkit.
It's not a rootkit, it behaves
like
rootkitishly.
Yeah. And shows up with rootkit.
It's not a Trojan, it's not a worm, it's not a virus.
It's malware?
It's malware.
Specifically, it's spyware.
It's scareware. And yes, it's spyware.
So
what it's doing is basically reporting back.
And also, the most users will have heard of spyware, and they won't have heard of rootkit.
I like how Microsoft have decided to add it to their malicious software list that their tool will remove every month.
Yeah, apart from I'm not so sure that's going to clean it off nicely. By removing it incorrectly, you can, seeing as
hose your system.
Yeah, seeing as it will auto-update, who's to say that their removal system will not hose your system even further?
Yeah, you kind of expect Microsoft to know how to take software out of their own operating system.
I can't believe you said that. You actually finished the sentence without laughing.
Really?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh, but I should get an award.
Yeah. Microsoft have come out saying that it is against their programming specifications. breaks the way you're supposed to write software for Windows.
So does 99% of software for Windows that's out there.
No.
Yes, but the other 98% isn't high in the public eye and a PR minefield for a very large corporation.
Mm.
Yeah,
and basically
Sony are getting up the body for this, and rightly so.
And Microsoft are jumping on the body bandwagon.
It's either that, or they're going to get spanked too.
Indeed.
A bit like Canadian speaking French.
Indeed, you're going to explain that one to us now.
If you want me to.
Yeah, we do.
Right, it's the. The problem with Canada is that half people speak French and the other half let them.
Oh, that old one.
That old joke. Sony do this and Microsoft let them.
Yep.
They're both in for slapping. Microsoft by proxy.
Yep.
In fact, they could slap Sony with Microsoft.
That would be...
Imagine having Steve Ballmer swung at you.
He could throw chairs at Sony.
They throw shuriken back.
Lovely.
So yeah, Pearl Harbor.
But Scott's basic quote is Sony's official statement on the rootkit is most people I think don't even know what a rootkit is, so why should they care about it? Which he rightly says is not a very responsible attitude.
I suspect that man has already been buried by Sony's PR department.
Yeah, I would say that Scott's reply was valid when he heard this podcast, but no longer is, seeing as Sony have said, okay, enough, we're going to stop.
Please just stop beating me with
just
that.
Stop beating
awful,
me.
Sweaty dance monkey boy.
Yeah.
And his chairs.
Put the chair down, we're not doing it anymore. Yes. Well.
So do you think the head of Europe's already disembodied himself honourably?
The head of Europe?
Sony Europe.
Okay. Worth making the head of Europe.
The head of Europe? No, he blew himself up in a bunker in 1945, didn't he?
I thought he was exiled to an island off... where was he? Corsica? No.
Yeah, no, it was the other one. It was the little one.
The little French short ass. Where was he exiled?
He wasn't French. He was Corsican.
And which the French would say is French. And the Corsicans,
and the Corsicans
would say,
we would disagree.
Oui, Europe. Allez la Corse.
Oh God, where was it? I forget, but it was some tiny little island in the middle of Butterfuck Atlantic, wasn't it?
Didn't he have one of his teeth auctioned off recently?
Okay. To raise a little bit of extra cash.
Are you sure that wasn't Abe Lincoln?
Okay, £11,000. A tooth believed to have belonged to Napoleon Bonaparte has sold for £11,000 at an auction in Wiltshire.
Believed, you'd want to know for sure.
You really
want spending that much money on it.
The canine is thought to have been pulled in 1817 when he suffered from a mouth inflammation diagnosed as scurvy.
Oh, lovely bit of scurvy.
The tooth is now passed to a private UK buyer. It is believed to have been extracted during Napoleon's exile after defeat at the Battle of Waterloo. So there you go. And it went for £11,000.
So hang on a second. Somebody's actually sold a lump of something.
get your perspective right. Someone has actually bought.
Somebody's actually bought a lump of scurvy-ridden Europe's waltzing bloody tooth.
Mm-hmm.
For £11,000.
It was expected to go for £8,000.
Who wants to buy my abscess?
I would, that's but
nothing.
I've already got one.
This is nearly a year and a half after a piece of his hair was sold.
Somebody's got a Napoleon factory, haven't they?
They have. They're trying to clone him.
I wonder if it's in Eastern Europe.
Well, somebody also a year before that bought some of his wallpaper.
Wallpaper.
They bought Napoleon's wallpaper.
Are you on bitsofnapoleon.com?
I'm on news.bbc.co.uk.
Oh, you can't believe everything you read there. Well, it's written by scum.
You've seen Bill Thompson's
British
work.
British scum.
Oh, no, sorry, I meant rabble.
Rabble. Yes, of course, it's written by rabble.
So, if I can just say that one again. I wonder if it's in Eastern Europe. Start.
Nice segue.
You hinting I should talk about something?
Cabbage.
Before you do, a study of Napoleon Bonaparte's trousers could put an end to the theory that the French emperor was poisoned.
His trousers.
Napoleon died in 52 on
St. Somebody been analysing Napoleonic skid marks?
We are sure that the autopsy report speaks clearly in favour of gastric cancer. Yes, they've been...
So yes, they have. Yes. Oh, great.
Lovely.
Skids.
Right. I've finished.
Before we go on to your wonderful cabbage stories, it was the island of St. Helena in the South
Atlantic.
That was
it.
Yeah, that's where the little Corsican freak was sent.
I've finished rescuing my keyboard so I can now...
Toothless, dysentery, ass-cantered, hairless freak.
Scurvy, ridden...
Etc. Moving swiftly
on top of it all, he had a Napoleonic complex. Oh, the irony.
Isn't that like saying, wasn't it weird that Lou Gehrig died of Lou Gehrig's disease?
Total coincidence. I mean, who would have thought? What are the odds?
Oh, dear.
I feel sorry for all those French legionnaires.
What, just in general?
Because they all get legionnaire's disease.
They don't all get it, just most of them.
Yes, they do.
Just the worthy ones.
Okay. No jest and the like. Anyway, that's me done with Napoleon. Corsican freak.
I'm sure Napoleon's very happy.
Sorry,
you're
but
finished.
They love him over here still.
Yes.
The thing I love about Napoleon is that he's one of these great generals who got his ass totally kicked
by the British.
And you think, what a great general.
Kicked by the British.
Monumentally lost a huge war.
Repeatedly. Twice, in fact. He lost twice.
Wow. I mean, that
Waterloo was on his
expect that Waterloo was the reunion celebration tour. Of that level of celebration of failure. I expect from the British, not the French. Eddie the Eagle Edwards was a better leader of men than. Sorry, that's perhaps.
How was he a leader of men exactly? In any way?
Well, if they were behind him on the slope.
I knew you were going to say that.
And they soon overtook him. Yes. So he wasn't so much a leader as the kind of guy that stands at the back shouting charge. I suppose that's
fair.
Oh,
no, he always went first. Point,
just really, like Napoleon.
Yeah. The anyway. Yellow-bellied scurvy
anyway,
dog.
What's this I hear about cabbage?
I don't know where the cabbage reference comes from. I'm sure there's something deep and meaningful
it's
in
currency.
It.
It's currency. In Eastern Europe.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
Except it's not.
It comes from a silly old joke which I will upset even more people with by telling later if you like.
So, let's not.
Go on.
Okay. I went to visit Budapest at the weekend.
Yes.
Went out to see a good friend of mine, a guy called Gordon.
You must have been hungry.
Oh, God. Darwin.
Did you go out there to check out the local scene?
Oh, God. I've met a porn star from Budapest, in fact.
Yes, I know you have.
Yes.
That's nice.
If you give me a minute, I'll tell you which one.
You have a minute while I start telling his story.
There's not really much to tell. I went out there, stayed with a friend of mine who I went to school with.
You got photos?
I do.
Yeah, I have to link to them now.
I haven't gone through them yet, though.
Yeah, well, iPhoto them up.
Yes,
so
I will not let them anywhere near iPhoto. But they will be up on my site at some point in the future. Apparently she's a small chick, works in Paris, that's nice jugs, and is called Zenova.
Another name beginning with Z.
Hey.
Nope. It's Venosa.
Venosa, that's it.
Close.
Yep. Hey, it's an anagram.
Yeah.
Veronica Venosa. But I'm trying to remember if she was from Prague or Budapest.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Not really. Anyway. Yes. And I've been invited back sometime next year, so I will be going back. It's a very nice place. I recommend everyone goes. Had some
yeah,
very nice food.
I've got friends there.
Yeah.
Like friend.
Yes.
Friend.
Yeah, team.
Got a nasty feeling Gordon's trying to pair me off with someone, but there you go.
I so would not complain. Sorry, but...
Well, when we got there, his wife was going to cook a meal for Saturday evening. Oh, and incidentally, a friend of hers was going to come.
And you found this objectionable how?
I didn't find it objectionable at all. She was very nice.
If
she's listening, she's never going to listen to this, but hello, Monica.
Have you got your return ticket booked?
I'm booking it as soon as he comes back with a date, sometime in May, June or July.
Comes back with a date.
That would be a calendar date.
Right, right. Not a party.
No.
Want a date? Want a party?
Can you make?
He actually, he's got a flat in the club district.
Oh nice. My God.
Yes. Why did you come back?
Why did I come back?
To do this podcast,
I've got
of course.
Some job Excellent. Stuff to sort out, you know.
Oh, right, of course, work.
Yeah. You know this stuff.
I do indeed.
Yeah, these Hungarian people don't go on trees, you know.
Actually, they do.
I thought they came in kind of groves. No, not groves.
Groves. Vines. They come in vines.
You're trying to think of something that will immediately make us think of cabbages, aren't you?
Some very good wine out there. Some very good wine out there.
Cabbage wine.
Some amazing beer.
The beer's not so good. I didn't think the beer was so good.
It's not like Czechoslovakian.
The wine was lovely. Anyway.
Yes. I'm spoiled with wine, I'm afraid.
Are you?
Yeah. It's you go to the supermarket, you spend €3, you get a very good red wine here.
You're spoiled and you whine.
Oh, I thought you meant when you drink, you spoil yourself.
No. There's no point in my buying Eastern European wine or New World wine because
you just get laughed at.
Yeah. Well, first you get laughed at
by the oh-so tolerant French.
Yes, their tolerance is renowned the world over, and
yes,
also so
is
their
it
wine.
Is now.
Let's face it, so is their wine.
You mean they're Californian grapes?
Yep. They're Californian grapes that saved their asses in rebuilding their stock from the great plague of...
The great blight.
The blight, indeed.
Because yeah, they just don't like to be reminded of the fact that all of their wine is in actual fact Californian.
Not all. It is now all the Californian stock was taken from French stock, and then diluted down to being called Californian. Now the
it was interbred with local.
Yep, they
strands.
They did the chopping the tops off and gluing it to the bottom bits of other ones to make a hardier strand. Which was resilient.
Yes, they did. Which is why it survived the blight.
Exactly. Because the Californians blended. What is that called?
Splicing?
No, when you glue two plants together and it works. Deadly silence. Dead air.
Yeah, we
dead air moment.
It can't be dead air. We got hiss.
That's the the best definition of dead air you can get. Nothing but the background hiss. Mm. Yeah.
The kind of static that Cleopatra used to listen to on her radio.
Indeed, with her cat whiskers.
Because they didn't have any radio programs back in those days, you know.
But they did have radio.
Well, of course.
Indeed.
You can't make waves go away.
Mm. So, yes, what was your joke that was going to turn most of our listenership against us?
Oh, hang on. Ooh, freaky.
I'm hanging.
We're hanging. Give us another dead air moment.
No, we had... The music started playing for some reason.
You hit the button, didn't you?
We're not on a timer, are we?
No. Well, yes, we've gone way past the timer. Actually, that was a bit of a different song.
Okay.
Brother
so,
Love.
Do we want to hear the joke, or do we want to move on to...
I've already made one outrageous...
Well, seeing as this was supposed to be a short one and we're now at 46 minutes, it might be nice to... you know, stop and go to sleep.
Okay.
Like just our listeners did 10 minutes
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
We should just give Ned's final comment and then we can sign off.
Ned's final word.
Yes.
Hey, again, Ned, there's something for you to do. Give us a final word every week.
Yeah. Good call.
He wrote in saying thanks for the suggestions.
Yeah.
He would love to be a guest, so I think we should get him on.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And he asks what he needs. Well, you need Skype and a mic. Not necessarily in that order.
Headphones.
And a reasonable internet connection.
And a dress.
Microphone, headphones, dress, shoes.
Madge Weinstein!
Oh, dear God.
Have you seen a picture of her?
Oh, God.
There's a picture of her occasionally on the front page of Podshow.com at the moment.
That's nice.
It's funny, she doesn't look anything like... I was expecting something like Mrs. Doubtfire.
No.
But no, she's completely different.
Scary.
He, she, it.
He, she, it's moving swiftly
lovely lady.
Yes. Thanks for the suggestions, guys. Hair and weight gain, been there, got the Firefox 1.0 t-shirt. Podcast, happily. I doubt anyone wants to hear me burbling on my own, but I'll do a guest on this podcast if you're all up to it. What do I need? Skype. Little black dress, microphone, headphones.
I'm a bit worried about this little black dress. Why does he need
a
little black
dress?
Well,
I went back to him and said that. What? Yeah, let me see if I can find my reply to it.
Because you didn't copy us on it.
Yeah, you're supposed to copy the rest of the gang.
No, because it was a joke between him and me. I'm just letting you in on it late, okay?
And the rest of the world now.
Hey, he says, "What do I need to do?" And I say, "Look pretty in a dress and have zero dignity."
Right. I think you misunderstood the question.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think I understood the question perfectly.
Okay.
Yes. So that'll do. There you go, Ned. Skype,
yes.
Internet connection, microphone, headphones, and according to Elliot, little black dress.
But as an aside, if you don't have a decent internet connection, we can always phone you.
Yeah, we can phone you.
Yes.
Or you can phone us.
Yes.
Do we have a Skype in?
I have a Skype out.
Ah, okay, that'll do.
I can get a Skype in. I've been thinking about it for a while.
Maybe we should
Skype in, Skype out.
Skype out somebody and call them during this podcast one day.
Yeah, I think we should.
We could phone Michael Moore.
I'm sure that's been done.
I just saw a bit of this amazing program on TV, right? And it was Janet Street Porter, who I have to say rocks my world.
Okay. Janet Street Porter.
That's a bit scary.
Watch it, Jared. She's bigger than you. She'll have ya. And no, seriously, she's well off. She was basically trying to Michael Moore, Michael Moore. She stood outside his house and was shouting, Michael! The poor guy must have been sat inside crapping his pants. Yeah, oh my God, the mad woman from London, she's found me.
And she's bigger than him.
Well, no, she's just a lot tougher.
Yeah, I know. I was just being...
I mean, realistically, she's going on about how he's not the man he paints the image of. And that apparently he's a real shit to work for. And we're sitting there going, oh, wow, Janet, you're a soulmate.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Because she really apparently isn't much fun to work with either.
Depends. I think it depends on how well you perform.
Yeah.
As to whether she just chops you up into little pieces...
And feeds or, to the sharks.
Will swear at you and work with you again.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's whether you're...
No, I've got the utmost of respect for Janet Street Porter. I think she's excellent.
She did change the face of modern TV, but I'm not necessarily sure that's a good idea.
Probably by sticking a broken glass in its face and twisting.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
It was a great, great documentary, and if you can grab hold of a copy, it was on Sky just before we started.
Which means it's probably going to be on some magic server, magical BitTorrent server.
It'll be on some magical television channel then on an internet near you, yes.
Yes, lovely.
Well, we've actually done well over the time that we thought we would.
Just
again.
A smidge.
On a day without any subjects at all.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but luckily we have plenty of Scott's mail to read out. Scott, next time read it out yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, and apparently everyone's got to vote for Part Chimp on the Enemy Chart Show on MTV2.
Got to vote for what?
Part Chimp.
Why?
Yeah.
Because someone asked me to say everyone should vote for Part Chimp.
Where's Part
Chimp?
Is it
somebody we like, or is it somebody who's a friend of yours that knows
Part Chimp, down the bottom. War Machine. Okay.
If I were to suggest that it was done by anyone with any connections to their record label at all, that would be counted as being really dodgy, so I'm not going to say anything.
Well, I wouldn't expect them to be in any way connected. I just thought maybe if it was one of your interesting rock and roll type friends or
it
one of your...
could well be.
Boring Mac crowd. No offence.
One of my interesting rock and roll friends.
So. Oh, right.
So there you go.
Is it
they're
the interesting
cool,
rock
then.
And roll friends who emailed me today?
It could be, in fact.
Oh, them.
Yeah.
I like them now. I like them a lot now.
Yes.
They're nice people.
Indeed. So there you go.
I'll put it in another
way. Quick, go vote nice there. People. Not because any of Jared's friends tell you, but because I say so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely. Right.
That's fair.
That's all I've got to say on that subject.
I think I want to play another song.
You play another song, and we'll go. Play some music and... Play us out to some music, and you can have your last word afterwards.
I don't really have anything to say today.
Brilliant.
Neither did we.
That's true. But I didn't really have anything to say last week, either.
No, but it was very nice.
Was it?
I listened to your Stats 2 Cents last week and
freaky,
was thoroughly
freaky
amused.
People. You were cool. Thoroughly amused?
Mm,
my thoroughly. God, it's far too easy to please some people, you know.
Heart-touched.
Heart-touched? I'm trying to think back to what the hell I said.
I'm looking myself, to be honest.
Looking?
Like I remember. Fuck's sakes.
Okay, podcast number 11.
I can actually play it, you know. Let's have a look. Of course, you guys won't be able to hear it, but still.
That's all right. We already have.
Yeah.
They're taking the hobbits to spot.
Are we there yet?
just running through it like so. Free porn here, just
our podcast pod safe
is a, okay,
that was an excellent
which is what you
question.
Need to do to be able to
yes I did listen to that one. Our podcast pod safe,
okay,
only
they're
if
gone.
The podcaster says so.
Exciting, isn't it?
Has anyone patented the patent yet?
Yeah, really the patent office.
This week. I think we covered it all.
I don't think they have.
Patently not, so, yeah. Then.
Hey, cool, I can talk to myself.
Okay, you talk to yourself then.
Yeah, you go and do that.
Give us some music and I'm off.
Anyway, yes, we're done then, are we?
Yep, that sounds like a good time to finish.
Okay.
What are you going to play us out to?
This is Brother Love. Who, if you haven't come across Brother Love yet,
none of that here.
He rocks. Brother Love.
He's a New York waiter, isn't he?
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I believe he's.
Does he wear his sister's shorts?
Quite possibly.
Because now you've got to find that link, Jared, as well.
Which one's that?
You guys are just trying to make work for me.
Indeed. Yeah. Now he has to.
Do you remember the old? Oh, it was the top 10 most god-awful album covers website.
Oh dear God.
And one of them was the guy in his sister's shorts.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that. Quite
in fact, didn't he win?
Yeah, he may have done.
You're
going
to have to dig that one out of your favourites now, Jared, because we all know you've got it bookmarked.
Okay, here we go. There you go.
Oh, that was far too fast.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? That's a hell of a name for a website.
Tino!
Isn't it?
This album cover was made because not enough people in Tino's hometown hated him.
Oh, zip, zap, rap. Oh,
what he looks like,
devastating Dave.
What he looks like is a smouldering Latin heartthrob wearing Jordache shorts that were made for an 8-year-old girl. Yes.
Oh, but he is pretty, though.
Oh, pretty awful. So, yes. That's us, then. Play us out to some nice music and...
Play us out to some Tino.
Okay. Bye!
Bye, Ned.
Bye.
Bye, Jimbly.
When I was young, I'm talking about the good times. Just you and me. Was all we ever cared about. We had it.
entertaining and educating.
Well, why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?
So there we go. Well, we went past the hour. For a short one, that wasn't so good. Oh well. Goes to show. Show? Goes to show we can talk about crap without any sort of preparation for hours on end. Anyway. I was going to say, I did have something to say. Podsafe Music. It's great, by the way. If you haven't been to music.podshow.com, go. There's a lot of good stuff there. Most of which you can buy either in the iTunes Music Store or from places like CD Baby. Interestingly, Adam Curry, who you probably all know, well, if you don't, curry.com is the place to find out about him. On his show, The Daily Source Code, he used to play two little quizzes. The Jan Paulette's I've forgotten what it's called. Yep, it's gone. Anyway, Jan Paulette used to do a little show for him, and there was the Backtracks podcast, which he played, which was Jan Paulette was playing little snippets of intros of songs, and Adam tried to guess, and usually got them right, what the song was. And the Backtracks podcast was fairly obviously a bit of music played backwards. He also used to play mashups. If you haven't come across mashups, you want to have a look at mashuptown.com. It's very, very cool stuff on there. But unfortunately, Adam has received some letters from the various places that supposedly do their job and collect royalties for plays of commercial music on broadcasts, basically telling him to pay up or stop. And he's decided to stop, which is fair enough. Well, there seems to be a fairly unanimous opinion that eventually everyone's going to turn around and come back. All these ASCAP BMI and what's it called in the UK, the PRS Performing Rights Society or something, and basically say, hey, you've got some good stuff going on now, play some of our stuff. And it'll be interesting when that happens, because if that happens, you never know. Interesting stuff going on, but no more mashups. That's very bad. Mashups are cool. If you haven't heard if you're not in the UK, you won't have heard it, but there's a fairly crappy radio station called Magic FM over here in the UK, in London, and their TV adverts recently have featured some very well put together mashups, presumably all legal and paid for and stuff like that, but it's all good. Anyway, I think I'm done. It's now 11:15, and I think I need to sleep, otherwise I'll not make it to work in time tomorrow. Not that I care at the moment, but that's a whole other story, which I'm sure we'll talk about at some point in the future. For now, I will bid you a farewell. Bye-bye.